Because quite frankly, you don't need me. You don't really ultimately need any of us, but you want to use us. You choose us. And you want to do a mighty work in us, Lord. And so I just thank you for the opportunity, Lord. I just pray that your spirit go out, your word go out, less of me, more of you, whatever that is, Lord, and that that something would be given, Lord, that people would receive and receive it in whatever way that you'd want them to receive it. In Jesus' name, amen. I'll just tell you, I don't know if warning's the right word, but I'll just tell you, you know, I'm kind of an emotional guy sometimes. People that know me well know that I'm okay with that. So I'm not apologizing for that, but if I do, I just let you know, if I do get emotional somewhere along here, just be prepared for it, and you'll either like it or you'll get over it, one of the two. But, you know, I really wanted to start off by thanking Pastor Richard, because I tell you what, really, one of the many things that had come to mind when I was preparing for this, or when Pastor Richard had asked me, is that it wasn't that long ago, probably right around 3 years ago, that I was in a different spot, and I really was discouraged. I had come into a place in my life, and I won't go into the details of it, but I had come into a place in my life where I really didn't know what was going to happen in my life as far as all sorts of things. And I don't know if Pastor Richard, I'm sure Pastor Richard remembers the conversation when I first told him what was going on, but I don't know if he remembers that. You know, I was at a point where I was ready to give up. I was ready to pretty much give up on anything that I was involved in ministry-wise because of, before I go any farther, I think it's important. There's things. If you are leading something, you are held at a higher standard, and I get that completely. And I had never had any hard feelings towards that. But the enemy had gotten to me where I was ready to call it quits on everything. I don't want to say that I was ready to give up on God, but I was ready to get out of anything. I didn't feel like I was worthy to be involved in anything. And Pastor Richard, you know, he probably didn't, or maybe didn't know that what he had said was as impactful as it was. But, you know, he just kind of told me to, well, don't make any rash decisions. You know, wait and see what God would lead you to do. And I'm really glad that he had said that, because it kept me in there to not quit on everything. Because that was really, you know, God was my life, but those things that I was involved in were so much of my life, part of my life. And that would have been, I think, really devastating for me in my walk had I stepped away from all those things. And so I'm just really thankful for that. And I'm thankful for the opportunity, because I would have never, looking back then, I would have never guessed that I'd ever got an opportunity again up here. And those of you guys that know me know exactly where I was at and how defeated I had felt. And I tell you what, I praise God for that, because that particular situation, what the enemy tried to use, not that the enemy made me do what I had done, because I don't believe that. I had a choice out of free will, and I made my own choices. But he tried to use that situation to manipulate me to think, you're done. You know, this is the worst thing that could happen to you. Nobody will ever receive you anymore. And God used that. And I tell you what, it has been a blessing ever since then. Anyway, I won't go into that. But I hope that this comes off well, because it's a good intentions that this message, and you guys that know me know that this is near and dear to my heart. Evangelism is near and dear to my heart. It hasn't been since day one. It was what drove me for Promised Land, for everything that I did was evangelism. That was my ultimate goal. That was our ultimate goal, was to reach people. If we wasn't doing that, we were wasting our time. So evangelism is near to my heart. So those of you guys that know me know that it's not a stretch that this message that I wanted to give, or God had placed on my heart, was over evangelism. So what I'm going to try to incorporate is a message along with almost like an empowering to encourage you guys, to encourage all of us, to maybe take a step in evangelism. And there's a lot of different ways, and I'm going to cover that. There's direct ways, there's indirect ways that I believe that people can evangelize, and they're all important. And so I'm going to start off, if you got your Bible, Mark 16. I know it's kind of small up there. I realized that after I had done it, but you have to forgive me. It's the first time I've ever preached, so. So it says that then he, Jesus, told them, as you go into all the world, proclaim the gospel to everyone. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever doesn't believe will be condemned. You know, there's quite a few verses that talk about that, and what I gather from it is that they're not suggestions. They're something that are expected of us as a body of Christ. And I added here that it wasn't an if, it was an as. And please don't get me wrong. I'm not up here to trying to shame anybody into evangelism. That's not my point. I just kind of want you to be encouraged and empowered with something that I believe that God has placed on my heart, and I think, you know, is really ultimately for all of us. And so I want to share a little bit before we go any farther. I just want to share a little bit of my testimony. Testimonies are very important, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit in evangelism. For you guys don't know, Pastor Luke, that just moved away, had started evangelism class up here about 5 years ago, and you know, I tell you, it was not long after I started coming to church here that it was like I knew I needed to be. When I heard about it, I knew it. It wasn't like I needed to go home and pray about it. It wasn't like I needed to go read about it. It wasn't like I needed to ask somebody else, hey, should I be doing this? I knew it. It was the Holy Spirit that was really driving me, and I believe it was the love and the compassion that God had placed in my heart to go out and do it. So when Luke had mentioned it, I was like, man, I am in. Let's do this. I was ready. You know, I think of Matt Paul's up there. He's very similar in that nature, that God had really done a work in his life, and he's on fire. He is on fire. And so God had done a work in my life. And so we've been doing street evangelism for about 5 years now. And so anyway, what I was going to say is that you hear a lot of things, you meet a lot of people, you hear a lot of things, but, and I'll talk about this later, but your testimony is so powerful during those times when you're speaking to somebody that's lost. But my particular story, I had a blessed opportunity last night to share it with a friend of mine. And I don't know, for whatever reason, I don't share it that often. It's not that I intentionally don't share it, or maybe I won't try to explain that away, but maybe it just doesn't get brought up in conversation a lot, or it's not a key point. And so it was kind of refreshing to be able to share it last night. And I shared it with a person that I wasn't for sure how they were going to take it, because it's a little bit radical. So I just want to share it briefly. I'm not going to go in depth with it, but a lot of you guys know me and know that I was lost like a lot of you guys. I was lost, and I would just tell you, for whatever reasons, the fuel for me of why I had made a lot of the poor decisions that I had made was I had an issue with me. I had a real low self-esteem. I didn't care about me. I didn't feel like I had any worth. I just, all those things that a lot of people struggle with, where you just feel like, what am I doing here? Why am I even here? You know, why am I even on this life? I have no purpose, meaning, and that, and those of you guys that have ever been there, and I pray to God, if you are there, that God will do a work in your life and give you a revelation of who you are. But when you get to a point like that, sometimes then you can get to a point that where you don't care whether you live or die. And then when you get to that point, your decisions reflect that. Your choices that you make reflect that. It reflects that you don't care about yourself. If you cared about yourself, you truly cared about and understood who you were, you wouldn't make those kind of decisions that you make. And that's a revelation that a lot of us still need to have. But that was one that I was completely lost. I didn't care about myself. I had many times that I contemplated suicide. And, you know, one time in particular, I remember very well, where I was really close to go through with it. But anyway, that's kind of what fueled my drug addiction, alcoholism, and the things that I fought through for 15 years. And it was just, you know, up to my own devices. My life was a train wreck. And so, you know, like a lot of us, in and out of jail, had issues, was in prison, got out of prison, went to the halfway house. Don't know how, by the grace of God, I made it through that, but I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do. So I'm going somewhere with this real quick. So I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do. Wasn't following, I was on parole, wasn't following any of the rules I was supposed to do. And so I was right on a path to go right back to where I just left. Didn't care. Didn't, you know, there was nothing in me that even cared. And so I hesitate when I talk about this, because I don't want people to think that God isn't a choice, because choosing God, it is a choice. Following God is a choice, and it takes decision-making and effort on your part to choose to follow God. So don't get me wrong, that is a choice. But my particular situation, I wasn't looking for God at the time. He was the farthest thing from my mind. There was nothing that, it was way out of my realm. It wasn't even a thought. So, oh, thank you. On March 16th, 2011, so I'm living in my apartment, and everything is going the way that it's been going. And on March 16th, 2011, it was a Wednesday night, I was laying in my bed, sleeping, and it was like I was all of a sudden, I was just woken up, that I knew something was there. I didn't really know what, but I knew something was there. You know, it was just, I mean, I hate to use the word weird, but I often use the word weird when I tell this testimony, and God forgive me, that's not what I really want to come off as weird, but that's just the best word that I can describe it. And I was woken up, one minute I'm asleep, next minute I'm awake, and it's kind of like, literally God was there. I felt God, he was there. He was there.